You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today is the final day of February, Black History Month. But did you know that it's also Women in Horror Month, too? Oakland writer Samiko Salson enjoyed watching horror films at the drive-in theater when she was a kid. Now she's writing scary stories and getting other women published. Her book is called 100 Plus Black Women in Horror, and she profiles Black women writers from the African diaspora. Samiko sat down to talk about it with KLW's Janae Darden.
My parents were both big horror fans. They, I'm 50 years old, so they had drive-ins a lot back then. And they took us to drive-ins when we were little kids. I have a brother who's a year younger than me. And we'd just go to the front. We'd be playing on the playground. And then scary movies would come on, and we'd run back and sit in the car. And so we were watching scary movies from, day one. And I kind of developed a taste from pretty early.
So what is it about horror? I'm always interested in horror films. What is it about, like, reading and watching scary stuff and the enjoyment you get from being scared?
Not to name drop, but I know Anne Rice's son, Christopher Rice, he's a gay man, and he said that the reason he likes to write horror is because in horror, the underdog wins. So even though it seems like everything's bad and nothing good happens, actually at the end of the story, it is usually this one person who against all odds has survived. And as people who are marginalized, that's sort of like your life experience. It's like you're outrunning all of these scary things. When I was a little kid, I used to have these nightmares where there were things like nuclear bombs and stuff. They talked about the nuclear age all the time when I was a little kid. And I would dream that I was somehow going to outrun this nuclear cloud, right? You can't outrun a nuclear bomb. But in horror, somehow beyond all odds, you manage to survive this horrible thing. I think that for people who maybe had a really, really, really rough upbringing like myself, this horror genre lets you feel like you could somehow be the hero no matter how bad things were and somehow make it through.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. So what made you say, you know what, I could write this?
Okay, so I had been writing as a journalist and as a poet for many, many years, but I had never really achieved that dream of writing a novel. And my dad had cancer. Well, my mother had cancer for about a year, and I found out my dad had cancer too. So that was part of what motivated me. But the thing that made me decide, oh, I can do this, was two books that I read. One was by a friend of mine, Tim Farrington. His book, California Book of the Dead, it was really good in a lot of ways. But one thing that really bothered me about it was it took place in San Francisco, and there was not one Black person in it. How could you write a book that takes place in San Francisco and they don't have any people of color when people of color are actually the majority of the population in the city? My mom gave me a book by L.A. Banks, who had was already a very successful romance novelist when she decided to put her pen to writing paranormal romances, and she wrote this, the Vampire Huntress series, which is really, really good.
And she was a black author.
Yeah, she was a black author. It is like if Buffy the Vampire Slayer was black, and then Angel was Latino.
This was before Buffy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just really think they should make that into a TV show for real. And when I read those, I was like, you know what? What I should do is I should write something that's a story that's like has a multicultural cast, because that's what I started with, and have it take place in the Bay Area. So that's the first thing I did. There's more representation now than there was back then, because that was 2001. So just getting to where there is more representation in the movies and TV and stuff, which is something I'm really grateful for.
What has been the response you've received from publishers when you shop around your horror stories?
Everywhere I went, people were giving me the side eye, because they just decided that Black folks don't write horror, and women don't write horror, and Black women certainly don't write horror. I ended up getting well-known because I was doing something to make other writers well-known, which, you know, people don't think about writing as a business at all. They just think that if you're really, really talented, that people are going to magically find you somewhere. There's lots and lots of them that are really, really talented.
Right, and that we don't know about. I was reading in the intro of your book, Black Magic Women, Terrifying Tales by Scary Sisters, and we were talking about Black people don't write horror, and other Black people in the literary community kind of look down as far as, like, on Black horror writers because that doesn't make us look good as Black people. That doesn't put us in a good light. Are you seeing changes?
I read an interview once with this romance novelist whose name escapes me, and she was talking about how people were on her case about writing romance for the longest time because for a long time, people felt like the only way for a Black person as a writer to make the community look good would be to write, you know, like Toni Morrison. Horror traditionally has been about what people are afraid of from other cultures, right? So for a long time, Victorian and Gothic horror were all about how white people were afraid of African slaves putting a voodoo hex on them, or they're going to buy a monkey's paw from some dude in India and he's going to put a curse on them. The old horror stories kind of seem like Candyman or something, where the Black person was some scary villain that was going to come up and kill a bunch of white people for doing bad things to us during slavery.
I want to transition to someone who inspired you to be a writer, and that's your mother, who, my condolences, I know she recently passed away. But she was also a major staple in the Black arts community here in the Bay Area. So can you tell us a little more about Miss Carolyn? How does, and what she did in playing a role in your life?
My mom was an iconoclast. She was somebody who did not really do what people told her to do. She bucked the system. So my mom was someone who, you know, was in female bodybuilding. She lifted weights. She was not afraid to be strong. She was not afraid to be tough. She was not afraid to hold her space. Since she was not afraid to hold her space, I don't feel like I'm afraid to hold my space either. I think that what my mom could teach me and other Black women is that you are not a second-class citizen. You have the same right to hold space as everyone else. You have the same right to be magnificent or amazing as anyone else.
That was Oakland horror fiction writer Sumiko Salson talking with KALW's Janae Darden. You can find a link to Sumiko's book, 100 Plus Black Women in Horror, at KALW.org.